K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things Kansas State sports here. So recording another postcast, women's tennis, January 17th, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. First time of mine, give us a listen. This will be out immediately around just after lunch hour, you want to say that, there as well as the K-State women's tennis team continues to get themselves unthawed. We're not caught that. Yeah, they're in Lawrence right now, and this is obviously part of a cold weekend here in the Midwest, here in Kansas City, Missouri. They hope all y'all are staying warm right now, and K-State really warmed up. Use that Iowa State. Okay, so right now, K-State women's tennis team, right now, this is going to be the last day today as I'm sitting here recording this podcast. Sun's still not out, but the sunrise is about to happen. So there's that. So the K-State women's tennis team, Iowa State yesterday, or 2 days now, two days ago now, Memphis yesterday, and today, probably when this comes out, they'll probably be still playing rival KU, Kansas Jayhawks, part of a three matches in 3 days, a Jayhawk Invitational, and head coach Jordan Smith. I found out yesterday that they're not gonna count for points. They're not count. I was like, what? What's going on? Why are you gonna? Especially how cold it is outside now. They're probably indoors, I would assume, given the fact that it's 35-mile-an-hour winds out here. Cold, you can't feel your hands out here. I gotta work in this mess and potentially run for a little bit afterwards and then settle in for the rest of the day watching the NFL divisional round day one, part one here later on today. Gonna be good matchups today, by the way. Yeah, so there's that going on, but yeah, they have to be playing inside given the fact that it's 15, what was it, right? What was it when in the car? What was it? 17 degrees? Yeah. So from like, it did not feel like no 42 degrees outside yesterday. It snowed, classic Midwest weather, baby. Get 30 minutes pounding with snow. And then, well, I was out walking after work yesterday, pounding with snow. Next thing you know, you get a calm, nice little sundown. Sunset. there you go. As well, boy, oh boy, I get way off track. Yeah, but not way off track. But yeah, K-State women's tennis there swept. Speed of getting warm. So you use Iowa State getting warmed up, and then yesterday won all their matches against Memphis. Yesterday there in Lawrence, Kansas, there 7 of them sweep. And I'm gonna tip the Nelson's last name. Obviously, we have said. Their names now, Marlogo, we're going to say Kamaja, that's close enough, yeah, the Kamaja sisters, we used to call, they're still going to go by Marlogo C and Marta C, we're going to say that there as well, but the Kamaja sisters did it again yesterday, winning their singles match, and they won a doubles match, yesterday, beating Emma Dvorchkov in commits third, sixth, we'll go with it, sorry, 6-2 there as well. They should be a pairing. Well, obviously, because they are sisters, and yeah, obviously, let's not say the obvious here as well. Jordan Smith is head coach, Jordan Smith, you know, obviously, pay the money. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna get you that those team wins there as well. But the Kamaja sisters, see, but we're out. So I can't get used to that. Marlogo and Mata C beat that. So there's that. And then of course the freshman duo of, and then the not the freshman duo, the Sasha Kamaja yesterday and sophomore Chanel Rasmova also. See, these are the young. They won their first doubles match, beating Natalia Kopov and Alicia Ma 6-4. So they won all this yesterday there as well. And again, Marlogo and Mata C, as I said already, won their singles match there and Apparently, they got a streak going. There's, well, the two of them. Mata swept Kopov 6-3 straight sets. Marlogo had to battle it out there in a three-set match there after losing the second set to Lee Shamal, but battled back there 6-4, 7-5, and 6-2. Dominated the third set right there as well. Yeah, Marlogo C, she won them ones. I said that late last year. Like, she's been here since a freshman. Oh, yeah, she won them ones. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, yeah, she's going to be one of those K-State legends on the women's side. No question. Right there, Carla Bernat, women's golf legend, the Ayoka Lees of the world. Shaylee Myers, add her name to that list this year or this past fall. On there, Serena Sundale, Aaliyah Carter's of the world. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So there's that. Rasmova, sweep. Yeah, they won all this right here. So we'll go down to the rest of this scores right here from yesterday. Part two of the Jayhawk Invitational, Eddie Greer, Pro Parts of Podcast. Take this right now. Subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. It's time to update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. And make sure you do tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. We do just more. It's just focus on sorry-ass men's basketball and the up-and-down days of last fall football. Boy, I'm being direct here this morning. Maybe because I have to work on one of the quarter work one of these days, and I chose Saturday because this year, well, if I do a marathon... I'm sorry, getting off track here a little bit. Now, if I do a marathon, it will be on a Saturday. Now, again, there are other options to do on Sunday because I chose that. Not to work on Sundays because, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'd rather work Saturday than Sunday if I had options. So I'm going in the office for a little while. I probably said already on this show and then on the other recording already. But anyways, yeah, so I'll be doing that, take care of that there as well. While hopefully the K-State can do the same thing to KU. We'll see here later on. I don't know what time that's going to start. Yeah, so we've already ran down the doubles pretty much there as well. Let's run down the rest of the singles competition there as well. We already talked about Marlogo C battling out there as well. And then Sasha Kislova, she had to go to three sets as well, beating Emma Dvorkova 6-3, 6-4 in a wild third set, 7-6. Mata, we already talked about that. Diana Samoloska beat Clements third. She had to go to three sets to win that one. And so this wasn't as easy as would it be for this team, but Chanel Rusmova completed the sweep over Rebecca Frant in straight sets there to give K-State an absolute come clean sweep. Memphis, we already talked about the doubles already, and by the way, this is going to be perfect timing because I had this plan out to go out just after 1 o'clock. And the KU match will start at 1 o'clock. So the perfect timing there is, well, this might go up maybe a half hour before that now that I know the time of this match. So, yeah, K-State women's tennis starting off a little strong here in 26, even though it's not going to count. I don't know why. We're going to be out here, especially out here. Well, luckily, hopefully, they're indoors, which I'm pretty sure they are. But, yeah, but I will be doing that. I will be playing again. I said that in yesterday's episode of Postcast. I'll say it again. I will be playing. I want to win. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this team is doing. Complete sweep. I don't think we've seen this in a while. I think this is the first for women's tennis. K-State, by the way. K-State women's tennis. Everybody, even though it doesn't count, everybody in that match, whether it was a three-set win or two-setter, swept. I think that's a big first for this team. So, again, confidence in I noticed on here that the Renfro sisters did not play. Addison and, oh, boy. The Renfro sisters did not play. I'm going to have to go back to that. My goodness. Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Eddie Greer about to wrap this up. Postcast of the Jayhawk Invitational. Bart to, yeah, okay, so, okay, yeah, I got it now. So, yeah, Addison and Mallory Renfro did not participate yesterday. So, I would assume today they'll be at it today because, yeah, let me see here. Yeah, so they, yeah. So, yeah, they're the only ones that did not play yesterday. So, I would assume today they'll have opportunities to get more experience as it moves along. But what a solid start. But K-State women's tennis here this weekend, so they'll hopefully put a nice little bow on it here, get some wins over KU, maybe even do the same thing as Memphis. But KU's a little bit better, so we'll see what happens there. But yeah, you got a lot of momentum right now heading in this match with Kansas here later on this afternoon in Lawrence, Kansas. The Pro Punch Podcast, once again, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, the Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports, got us on there. And again, make sure you continue to pass the word, where that's a new student starting first semester at K-State, or a grad student, or even somebody outside the K-State circle. Make sure you tell a fellow big-time fan, especially a K-State fan, about the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is once again Eddie Greer coming to you from a chilly Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, folks. This has been another Women's Tennis Edition Postcast Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all after Kansas goes down here today. It won't be recorded till tomorrow, or even I can even say Monday, because tomorrow's going to be another busy day at the mic here, because we got the postcast coming. Whatever happens today, we got our teams on the road. The women's basketball team going to start us off, get down to Texas Tech. And then we'll close this out with a late matchup with K-State men's basketball, frustrating against Oklahoma State. We'll talk to y'all in the next edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats.